The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him so that he got into a boat on the edge of the sea and he sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables, and in the course of his teaching, he said to them, "Hear this, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path. Other seed fell on rocky ground. On the path, the birds came and ate it up, and other seed fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, but it was not deep enough, and the seed did not grow. When the sun rose, it scorched it, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, and it came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he added, "Whoever has ears ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. And he said to them, "The mysteries of the kingdom of God have been granted to you, but to those outside everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see, but not perceive, hear and listen, but not understand, in order that they might not be converted and be forgiven." And Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How is it then that you will understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. And as soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, where they hear the word, receive it at once with joy, but they have no roots, and they last only for a time. When tribulations and persecution come because of the word, they quickly fall away. And those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety and the lure of riches and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. A few words about this Gospel. Jesus speaks by the Sea of Galilee, and he goes in a boat and he sits down. That's important. Whenever you hear in the Gospels that Jesus sits down, the evangelist wants you to pay special attention, because the rabbi always sat when he was teaching. So when Jesus sits down, remember last Sunday's gospel, Luke says Jesus goes into the temple, he reads from the prophet Isaiah, and then he sits down and he begins to teach. So he sits down, now he's teaching, and he speaks in parables. And in the time of Jesus, the farmer sowed the seed in various ways. A farmer who was lazy would put a sack of grain on a donkey and cut a hole in the corner of the sack and walk the donkey through the ridges, and the seed would fall. But the enterprising farmer would take the bag and he'd cast the seed like this. In sowing the seed, which is the origin of our English word, to broadcast, means casting the word, casting the seed. And notice in the parable how Jesus said, there are various places in which the seed is cast. On the path, which is hard, and there are no roots. Soil, which isn't very deep, and the sun scorches. Falls among thorns, and they grow up and they suffocate the seed. But finally, the seed is sown on rich ground, it says here, rich ground. What does that mean? And where will the seed grow? The seed will grow only on the ground which is broken. It has to be plowed. The ground has to be turned upside down, and the soil has to be broken. And only then does it become rich soil. Only then can the word get to produce a harvest. It's a very powerful parable. It speaks to us about the fact that until we come to terms with our brokenness, with our poverty, until we experience the emptiness and the struggles and the uncertainties of life, the word of God will not produce a bountiful harvest. The harvest is given and produced only in a condition where the ground is broken, turned upside down. Then the seed can fall into the ground and will produce grace and goodness and hope and security. That's the teaching of the parable. So when we look back at ourselves as God is sowing the seed, the word of God is given to us, how will this find a place where it will produce a harvest of grace and teaching and charity and compassion? Not on hard ground, not on the ground of those who are hard in their judgments or exclude people. Seed doesn't produce anything. Not on those who are superficial, who deal with laws, not people. That's superficial. This seed will produce fruit only to those who are humble and broken and struggling in life, understand their utter, absolute dependence on the grace of God. Only those can hear the word of God and receive the gift of God's word and produce a harvest. Harvest of compassion, of faith, forgiveness, understanding, a harvest of life. So listen to the word of God today. It's very graphic, it's very powerful, and in many ways, for each of us, it's probably very real. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.